The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on Newstalk.
A bit earlier in the show, we were speaking about the proposal for a Lido in Dublin, big open air swimming pool down in the Docklands. This on the site of the previously mooted whitewater rafting facility. And we heard arguments for and against. Well, Mark Dempsey is with us now. Mark is an icy swimmer and a campaigner for the Corbally Baths in Limerick. Mark, you're very welcome to the show. When and why did the Corbally Baths close?
It closed in the 80s and a bit because of water quality. the water wasn't actually great around at the time, you know.
Okay, so it's been closed about 30 odd years. I mean, can you describe what it looks like now then to us? I mean, is there anything left from the Corbally Baths? Are the walls still there?
The baths are still there themselves, but inside in the bathway, it's full of weeds and debris and stuff like that from years of not being used, you know.
Okay, and are these baths, are they alongside the river, is it? It is filled with river water, right? That's how they operated in the past.
It was like it's on the middle road, it's called. So there was a mill and the water just went up and, you know, down through the baths. And then it was fresh water constantly going through it at all times, you know.
Okay.
It's actually a 50 metre swimming pool with a hole on either side of it for the water to go through.
Okay. In a country that's not way down at 50 metre swimming pools, I know you have one in Limerick, but there's not that many in the country. So another one, an open air one, would be a great amenity. Why did it close in the first place? Did it just get lack of use?
It was at the time, you know, people weren't doing open water swimming the way they're doing it now since the pandemic. It was used every year for a Christmas Day swim, and that was probably the main use of it. By the time it was kind of stopped, you can't even swim there anymore. There's, you know, you wouldn't be able to get into the water.
All right. You know? Okay. So it's that bad. So I mean, how long then have you been campaigning to get it reopened?
Well, we're at it a couple of years now, about 3, maybe 4 years. You know, since since I started the open water swimming, winter swimming, we're kind of looking for places to swim, and you know, it's very tidal in Limerick, so we can't really use the river as much at certain times. And the tide stops just before the baths, so you actually have that water there. And then also there's a lot of rowing goes on in Limerick, so you're around rowing boats all the time, and that can be quite dangerous, you know. So we're trying to get a place where we can swim and be safe at swimming, like, you know.
And I mean, you described that they're kind of full of weeds, there's full of debris, a bit of rubbish, a bit of disrepair. Do you know how much work would be involved in getting them back up and running?
Well, in fairness now, the County Council, Limerick County Council, have put in a lot of effort on getting the water quality. We're testing water quality every day, and we got some good news back. So that the water quality is actually very good now. It's getting better since there was a big, massive drainage system put in about 20-odd years ago in Limerick. And the water now is actually, it's quite clean. It's actually very clean, you know.
Okay, so the water is clean enough. It's just the physical infrastructure might need a small bit of work. That's it, is it?
Yeah. There'll be a lot of work to it because, you see, there used to be changing rooms. There's nothing there now. There was changing rooms and there was a sweet shop and a coffee shop, and that building was just bulldozed out and just left, you know.
Okay, so you'd have to put back in place facilities.
Yeah.
As well. What's the view then of the local authority, of the council?
Well, the council have been very proactive on it. In fact, actually, there's a girl, she started with the council last year, Nuala Gallagher, and she's been very, very helpful to us and really, you know, we've got, like, the biggest thing is the council don't want to be doing anything with it if the water quality isn't good. But the water quality now is getting better and better, and they're doing testing every week in it. So, but you know, we're going down that route of once we have the water correct, then the next phase will start on reopening them, you know.
And how important would it be for yourself, who's a kind of a an an avid open water swimmer and others, and even just the community around Corbally and then the rest of Limerick, to get these back up and running?
Once I'm walking down the street, I'm asked every day by 10 or 20 people, like, any news on the Corbally Bats, any news on the Corbally Bats. A lot of people around my age and older learned to swim there and grew up there. And the river itself, like, since COVID and everyone always wants to go walking and stuff like that, it's really starting to, people are interested in it. They want it open. They want to be able to go to their local area and swim, you know.
Yeah, well, listen, much like the plan for Dublin, I think these are a great facility, and they've got lots of them in London as well, and they're absolutely brilliant for anybody who's been lucky enough to have a dip in their Lidos, as they call them, and we need more municipal sports facilities here in Ireland. Anyway, listen, we appreciate your time, Mark, and thanks a million for joining us on the show. Mark Dempsey is an IC swimmer, and he's a campaigner for the reopening of the Corbally Bats in Limerick City. Stay with us here on the show in the next few minutes. John Kelleher is going to be along for another edition of The Last Post. Fascinating story this week about the artist, her fraudster husband, and the scam that went on for years and duped some of the most famous people in Hollywood.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.